Hello everyone, this is Dave McDowell. I'm host of The Reformed Coffee Shop and The Raised Eyebrow on www.openpodcast.org. I want to give you guys a little bit of an update on what's going on with myself. I did get to go to the doctor, finally, and there's actually very good news. They left me in the air cast. They're going to let me walk on it. I still have to use, I think, a crutch, kind of just for balance. There's still a little pain involved in walking, but I am able to put pressure on my ankle now, so that's a really good thing. And I really just give God the glory for that, because hopefully this is going to enable me to kind of get barely back into the swing of things. Had a great Easter weekend, visited a church that my in-law church, which we really like, and really got to find out just how much people were really praying for Candace and I, and it was a real blessing. So that's just kind of an update on what's going on. And what you're listening to will probably just serve as the inaugural comeback, if you will, of the Reformed Coffee Shop. What you're about to listen to is a podcast that was originally scheduled to be uploaded on March the 14th, 2005, but because of the accident, it didn't happen. So this, again, there's no references to the accident at all in this episode, in this podcast, because it was not... I finished this like the Friday or Saturday before. I think the Friday before the accident on Saturday. So, anyway, here it is. The podcast was just scheduled for March 14th. Now it's coming straight to you today. So, God bless you guys, and here we go. Today's edition of the Reformed Coffee Shop. We have been going through 1 Corinthians chapter 6, so without further ado, we're going to dive right into that. Again, this was pre-recorded. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanders, nor swindlers. Now here's the thing. You don't become a thief by stealing. You become a thief by habitually stealing. You know, if I steal a pencil from somebody's desk at work, doesn't really make me a thief. It makes me steal something. I think the basic issue here, and if you look at every single one of these things that Paul mentions, it's habitual sin. It's sin without confession. So it doesn't mean if you steal a pencil that you're going to lose your salvation or something and you're not going to go to heaven. No, it's habitual sin. People, I believe, that commit habitual sin have not... Let me qualify this a little more. People that commit habitual sin and are not repentant of it, they don't have a sense of shame about it, they don't, feel the need to come to Christ and confess those sins, then they are indeed guilty of something. They are, or they just simply, they don't know Christ, which is a reality that it's hard to face for some people. I know in my situation growing up in the church, having many professions of faith, it was very hard for me to come to the point when I had to really realize that I was not a Christian. By the way, that happened 10 years ago this very day. Today's October 25th, 2004. On October 25th, 1994 was the day that I became a Christian. So exactly 10 years ago today, after a long struggle, I got to the point where I realized that I was not repentant of my sin, that I really didn't understand what that meant. And somebody helped me understand it, an evangelist named Bailey Smith. And I ended up giving my life to Christ that day. So I think it's very important that we need to understand that this is habitual sin that one does not feel any guilt for. They feel no need to confess or repent of their sin. And this is the really neat part, too. I love this passage because it says, they will not... It says, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers, one inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. So Paul is really quick to point out, look, none of these people are going to inherit the kingdom of God, but you were some of these people. Now, that leads me also to believe, especially with the hot button of homosexuality, that there were homosexuals in the Corinth church that had left the lifestyle and had come out. Not only were there homosexuals, but there were, generally speaking, there were the sexually immoral, there were idolaters, there were adulterers, there were male prostitutes. And, you know, he's real specific about the male prostitute thing, so it really makes me wonder if there wasn't a male prostitute in his church there that had become saved. Nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God, and that is what some of you were. I have a friend of mine who wrote a book called And Such Were Some of You, and he is a former homosexual and became a Christian and left the lifestyle. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, you changed, you've confessed, you've repented, you've come into a relationship with Christ, you've been saved. That is where it makes the difference. That was my pre-recorded commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We will continue on with this study on tomorrow's podcast. So you guys have a great day and evening, whatever's left, and God bless you guys.